No, can you stop? Everyone is going to be happy with what they get back to on the other. We appreciate it. Since we are going to be talking about these, I would like to go through the rest of the presentation that we did. So, does anyone need me to talk about what the system is or that very very clear or anything? Okay, so primarily we have the business of building the renewables, building equipment and cutting the renewables and cutting equipment, as well as the last division, which is the process. Just to understand, welding is divided into two parts, the fabrication train and the repair and renovation train. Welding takes place wherever steel is primarily consumed in terms of joining of steel and all of that. That's where welding comes in joining. So they talk about ship, railway wagon, car, anything of that sort. We will see different ways in which steel is coming through the steel sparks, robots, all of that as welding. So fuel welder, all of that is welding. Along with welding, growing steel, it was cutting steel, all of that is cutting products for the spark. And lastly, we have a division which is for the repair and process. This is not related to learning, it's related to fabrication itself. Very quickly, give you an overview so we can deliver learning content and start moving off as well. Tom, you were part of the joint venture with Polycon since it is from the 2015s. Their philosophy was always in the ways to have fabrication part of the business separate and the repair part of the business separate. There's two different ways of selling. One of the most standard, and one of the most specialized ways. Over the years, the changes have happened globally and in India, where that was already makes more sense that they didn't have it separate. Okay, so the numbers are here. I'm not going to go into detail of the numbers, but I mean, more detailing of numbers, we can go into all of that. This is just even for our class. So one of the important verticals that we're focusing on as well as selling vertical for our product going to the channel that this is where we sell learning product, learning is learning products. We go for a new office gap, so I don't get it to invest in. As you all know, the China factor is lower in terms of what we can do over here. The Middle East is also doing well, especially Saudi market, one of those also, but that is well recognized. In fact, we stood out of all business over here with the SIP. We've gone back to investing in there, and now I see that on the rise and doing well as well. So, the international business is a primary export division focused on these new markets. Definitely something as well that we're focusing on. Now, the base effect is right low, we're still trying to build up on that. That's our office. Okay. Slide that Sorry, I'm slacking on this. Okay, so the wooden project is part of the parent process equipment division. Is we streamline the fabric and process equipment division. We have a lot of hits that were taking place earlier on for projects that were not engineering related. Clean it up, reset the account, do all that, management change, all that other stuff happened, and finally we streamline it back to the process. As we streamline it back, we said yes, we focus on the engineering side. This is earlier this year, in June this year, sometime this year, we won this order, which is 125 crore orders, but I think this is the last. First of the smaller things that happened, and clear that is more than clear later on. Again, so figures that you all know better than I know, so it's also going to be used there. Working capital and modern amounts. What's important over the years, figure had shot up, I think, 120 or 120 crores. And then our business grew, doing everything, we're back focusing on cash flow, especially in our main form business, and that's where we brought it all down. We're going to see a small, small increase happening here. And it's going to happen on account of two or three different factors. One way to repair business is to have some deal gains. Some other than this inventory, switching inventory gains, all of that that's coming. However, we're not getting more involved in supply chain financing, all of that. So you're going to see us having a much, a very, very useful sort. There is a capex element, but it's not being very significant as you have that. So it's going to be sure we have it. Most of these issues are what happened with the last 6 months. Meetings. You all are aware of it, I have explained to you guys the standards are that this is what we have to be more careful in terms of how we see the market over 3 to 6 months. View Do that, and then of course we have a long-term perspective as well, but we expect the up and down of India as we move along that cycle. These are to give an idea of some of the key factors that led to the results. We're questioning a lot of your margin now, that what happens is the volatility that happens in the market that like that. Volatility is ugly right now, it's really common. Second wise results, I think most this is fairly good for guys, you can go to detail whenever you want to. Again, well, this is expensive. Well, this is the consumer is going to be consumed. That means you're joining, seeing that is together, your blood things in the middle, that thing in the middle, joining it, sticking together somewhere or more. That's the consumers. And the equipment is the power source that goes to that to drive that down. This is the capex that we expect to happen in this year and stuff like that. And we're pretty much on track with regard to all of that. The merger is in the great and sales in the one that has been done. And now I will be going to the Q&A. So I'll leave it over to you guys. I hope there's an officer to keep off me in the chat. So I'll leave it over to you guys. I think now absolutely covered it for that.
Hey, if you can explain the welding business, man. Huh? So there are commodities, there are specialties welders, and overall, broadly, there are a couple of
welding businesses that how it works. Within the welding business, there's proximity in there today. There is something called electrodes. In the welding world, there's something called electrodes. Electrodes are primarily what you see the grill welders or something like that doing at the very basic level. Usually, electrodes stick, which is our analog. Okay. That is what it is. So, that comprises proximity in today, India, it comprises proximity 70-75% of our welding is consumed. That product has a coating on it, and it has a coating on it. That coating is a masala that gets added on. Now, we have approximately 500 different variants of set. Depending on the application, usually, all of that, we will address what basically we're talking about. All the way until talking about something over here as being prepared, it's a very different sort of thing. The balance 25% of the welding world in India is continuous wires and continuous arcs. Basically, in the process, you have high productivity. That is possible for a time. In the developed world, this is moved to a ratio closer to about 55, 60 to 40, but over a much longer duration of time. We have jumped from possibly, I'd say, 90-95% of this to the continuous products probably the last 10, 15 years from 90-95%, last 20 years to about the 70-35% ratio. That's a technology, for example. The second part is the selling of welding consumables happens for us and for most of the 70% to 80%. And here between 60 to 90% of your business is the distribution bank. We have approximately 200 distributors that are retiring, 200 pretty extremely active, very much work with us. So that spreads out approximately 70-65% of our business. And then you have the direct business to competitive customers in the world, like enemies, clients, and clients, and all that move on to work with the direct. That's
commodity welding and specialty.
So, in terms of the bulk consumption, it ends up getting used to what we call commodity. So, with that, there's a 6-year watch, new glass, and stuff like that. There's just a more commoditized piece. There's less facade, there's less of all that being put into the entire thing. So, it's called a more commoditized piece. So, the pricing is obviously like that. That comes into play in a big way, which is using the auto communicator, stuff like that, even more basic, also general consumption like that. But when you have differentiation based on application, the differentiation based on tools, based on what customers are doing and all that, so you do have that.
In our case, what is the commodity and what is the specialty percentage?
In terms of in an average monthly sale of consumers, I'd say it's about in the region of approximately
80 commodity and 20 is
70% of the commodity. So, what I would consider commodity, what we are considering commodity in the business. Okay, 75-25 in that region would be okay. It depends on there's some products you can decide how to do that, but that's it.
So is that commonly used in the business that the end user is paying for the
non-commodity industry very the auto industry from consumer a lot of commodity. Really will consume a lot of commodity. But at the same time, there will be a percentage within there they will have to consume non-commoditization. But if you go to the oil and gas sector, it's not very commoditized. If you go to shipbuilding, not very commoditized. A mix, you know, the shares of the world, a mix of quartiles and very high. It depends on the methodology of what you're wearing, right? Very has to secure your detail. You can add the methodology of what you're wearing. So that seals are meant, right? The following seals are the value. So where not, where more critical seals, high temperature seals, all of those applications that who we are, not as important. So that has been a variation to the
song. So as the application is, I would say, what form of
and what is the variation in margin between commodities and high value?
I'll just tell you on a cost of goods sold basis.
Variation. What's the
10 to 20, 25%? That becomes an each.
Can you talk about the industry structure in terms of number of players, market shares, other imports? Why are your margins what they are? Why is the SAP at what it is?
So firstly, the industry comprises of two parts, something called the organized and unorganized. So there's many different versions of what the system is organized and unorganized. Players who are unorganized, they're organized. Because if you look at the number of companies, it's a big player. Shares, meetings, volatility, credit cycles, and things like that. And it's somewhere in the 5% organized, 35% organized, plus, because I think it's much more organized than it was. That's one. Because the organized structure that exists, there is, I would consider it the top 11 players, of which there's us, there's SAP, there's LinkedIn. There's a Ola, all these guys are sort of set up, I'd say, more the tier one kind of structure. And not too far away the tier two structure, there'd be companies like Chi, DNA, DNA Session On, all of those guys would be kind of there. So, you know, they're more playing field. So, I think from the stock market perspective, it's very easy to compare them. You only find some growth, and you need to find against overnight.
But what explains the margin difference?
So, there are many, many reasons. Over the history and bring you to where we are. So,
yes, sir.
So, for since 1951, I think it's the law 2005, I started working here in 2015, like 8 years or 2 years. I think around 2005, 6, I don't know the exact time. Our margins, our top line, and our bottom line were far ahead of us. At that time, we strategically made a few wrong decisions and we strategically made a few right decisions. And what happened is between 2006 and 2010, if you look at the data from back then, you see a very flip flop ESAP was turned out and Adore not doing very well at that point in time. That was a lot of strategic decision. That catch up effect is in its own way because. From 2003-04 to about 2009, we saw a tremendous capex cycle which allowed that entire jump in interest rate on high on it. On value. That's one. But having said that, I have to also admit that there are a lot of mistakes that were made by us, which we didn't think about us as a long run, both for a year or two. So that's second. Then you had last 2 years, it's a very smartly, we were globally followed by Goldbacks, very smart on Goldbacks. There are very good structuring itself. ESAP works in a very lean manner where they work out of one plant in India, they source a lot out of China, do all that sort of stuff. I don't like doing excess detail about the business, I don't know it, normally no one's just it. But there's one person guy running on a much leaner system. You see that global sourcing as an opportunity to get lower costs, is. As well as today, what they think if you look at that annual report, start getting a lot of global knowledge outsourcing. Engineering outsourcing. So that's what I think 55-60 was last year, where they're only servicing the brand. Service costs obviously very low on that. I don't know how that is this year, but I believe they're investing more and more in that as well. that's the piece of something. And you said that, where is the agro story compared to that? Sorry. Yeah, definitely for the BI in terms of where we're making a very conscious play and improving our market that we are doing step by step, but it's old ship, turn around, takes a little time. I think these are stronger holding their core pricing with their large ticket customers. I think they are a little more vulnerable because we deal with this before. So I think we're learning how to treat that month on month. And I think you will see an improvement. I don't know if you'll be able to completely catch them on the margin level, but you will see that delta definitely coming down patiently month over.
But is it a premium that SR gets?
In some products, I think they do get a premium about 4-5%. In some products, they don't.
Okay. And market share wise, how would you say from, let's say, because there are new entrants, right, in Bola, so how, where
they have been around for a while, they're not there
anymore. Have you been able to retain your market share over the years since 2005?
After 2005, that's a very long time to answer, but I don't know if I'm in a position to give it up. The new future that I've been able to do. I would say the last 5-6 years, the market share is definitely.
Any number you have there?
I think that I would say it gives you complete accuracy of that.
But if you look at the top 5 players, right? I mean, or 10 players, how would you stack up? Would it be 30% of the top 5 players?
If you were to absorb all the top 10 players, so you would get the sale you would have on seven, you act together their sale, then you remove them, export cocktails, and do all that sort of stuff. I think they're about 50 of you act. 850 plus another 700 plus 800 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 pl So the governing part of the process, I'm removing the players and process distribution. Plus, SAR has some interest here to put out these programs and all that, right? So approximately 12 pro, not three servers last year. I assume from whatever data I get that the bowlers and the leaders of the world and all of them have been somewhere before 300, 200, whatever it is, somewhere, DNH is 400, like that. So if you were to add up the next five guys at an average of, let's say, 400-500, that means 400 is an average, it's another 2,000. So you're saying, let's say, 1,000 out of 4,000, 5,000, 20%, 20%. So that's the way I roughly do the math. I can't do anything very different than that. Because it's all, there's too small an industry to get any other data.
If you take top 10, that's good enough. So I think between that, you're saying 20-25%, that's fine.
So I think you should be at top in the range of 20-20%.
Is there but that much room to cut costs in your legacy side?
I mean, what else?
There is. Which area?
The manufacturers in one plant. Today, you will be making 7 plus welding and contact.
But then that would be.
I'm not saying you have to do one plant model, but I definitely believe that in the next 3 years, we will be making significant changes to the entire manufacturing system. And not only that, I think there's in terms of top, there's also been a top heaviness that we continue to see move down. You've got a lot of the top heaviness part, but the green heaviness will stay with a little time.
But if you consolidate manufacturing to, let's say, 4 locations, theoretically, you look at four different geographies, right? North, south. Right? Is there scope then? Is there real estate and that can be monetized? Is there, what is
the business? There's nothing that I have to worry about in terms of real estate. I have enough real estate to be able to monetize, to be able to add. There's no great real estate expense happening. So I'm getting any structures to that. What concerns us more is just in terms of the manufacturing overheads that are there day to day and the scale at which the manufacturing plants are operating. I think are not where we want to be 5 years from now when this plant is constructed. So I think that's tremendous. I think, but it's a long, it's going to take a little time. It won't start working. It'll take time. It doesn't happen overnight, especially. Keep in mind when I keep saying it's a legacy company, it's an ownership, it takes a little time. I can't just walk over all the time. You don't have to do things, but not everything.
And how, as far as technology is concerned, how far we are behind SAB or
so? First of all,
the
welding world, I must tell this to everyone. We're not at the cutting edge of AI. The welding world is a technology we're not upgrading. There's only so much incrementally someone is different. So I can position it and package it to make it sound like I'm wearing it. At the end of the day, you put one more switch and I'm on switch behind it. Let's be very clear and honest on that, right? So, firstly, the amount of gap that is there. It's about how you position and package in that regard. Secondly, you can go and acquire, you can go buy other people, acquire new technology, but you can actually work with people and buy certain technology. I think the perception gap is more important than the reality gap. That's something you have to keep looking on. There are a few issues. But ESAB has also done well with Colfax coming in and saying acquire other companies. So the basket of products being sold through that, complementary wire, let's say, about the basket. Very strong portfolio of products, very, very strong approvals are already there. What matters more than technology is the approvals and the fact that you're dealing with a customer already, they go over a switch out. Google, ESAB has done a good job of purchasing those companies globally. So those are also getting pushed through there globally. And there must be very good margins, I don't know, but I presume because of sanitary wires and all, good margins. So that matters more than technology. The other thing is like saying, you know, you've got that laptop, you've got that laptop, then another 30 RAM. Yeah, I won't buy that RAM, I don't stress about it too much. So it's a way of working it out. It's not a cutting edge. People want to position it like that, it's not working.
People who typically buy your vending
No, there's absolutely no correlation between the people that the customer will ask you to buy. It has absolutely no relationship to use one year to buy the other. And we will see some that will take another year or so before we start taking focus. Some customers want to be AMC, some customers understand it's not being complicated to sales. That's what we're doing. We'll fix it. I'll say maybe 35% of AMC.
What's the value of
the company? Developers can last 1 year, instead of talking to a customer like Ajay, Baba, they all want to work 1 year with us. They don't care, they go project and have them throw it away. Then we have products, you see them on Marine Drive, or you see them at certain oil and gas cost country pipelines and last 20-35 years. Standard warranty of the product would be anywhere between 1 to 3 years in the running hotel. We have workhorses that are out there in the last 30 years. But it depends if you're talking, right? So an LNG will pick up a product that says, I want to achieve a life on it. That's what I care about. I want to run my projects with it, not close out of the world. So in the other part of it, I like you to sound is that gas cutting is much stronger than ours, and we are looking at doing that, but the gas cutting range is much, much stronger than ours. We know that it was a matter of improving that quarter on quarter. So that's it.
But we're in business, you just mentioned that the one
year is about 3 years. So I think we're 3-4 years. I think people are usually going to have to do over and over again.
So, can you
analyze
some of
the capacity utilization of the demand? So, I believe the capacity utilization varies. Obviously, the equipment is out there, it will use approximately 70% of the market. We must be somewhere there, just 75% of our capacity.
In consumers?
In the stick consumers, electrodes. In the wires and the pluses and all of that will be anywhere between 80% to 90%. Utilization. In fact, we are adding some capacity that comes in before. And some product lines were at 110% utilization, that also adding new lines coming in. The equipment can't be very quite open. It's out of pocket already. You have to add a few jigs, fixtures, and that, nothing much because of CapEx.
You mentioned that you are going to add its boxes outside India, right? So that is the first thing that adding markets.
The export market for the supply to selection market, because all brand of people in those markets, especially because the Indians presence in those markets is also very strong, that is brand equity. We were doing nice trade, you know, 2007, we were doing those. It's still okay with that. What I was saying is that we went down very fast, we were badly married. So we're pushing ourselves to restructure, we started to keep our personal dependencies, or the only personal dependencies inside. I have a much newer, smarter sort of team. That's one. Part two is the China factor. Badly looks much less with the side of independence. So the idea is we're investing in it, we're not going anywhere. We're investing and going, okay, listen, your base is very small, the VPX or the base, or you want to grow the base.
So where did the growth come from? In India also, I think geographically, we are present every year looking for 120 active inspectors. So how did the growth come? And then you actually
expect to have the Google process for that and go to the data. Based on the reports that we go to.
See, basically, the reports are happening for 10 years.
How much is that? Any number?
Okay, so that's what we're talking about. We're talking about pre-COVID, I'd say China's presence is a lot more. Last year, China's presence is obviously a little bit less. We have a lot of product that comes into Vietnam, a little bit of Korea. So also pushing was replacing stuff like that. Then you have sort of high-end equipment, some of that I know in Europe is what parts of spaceship. It also pushes to space a little bit back. We'll see some the good part is you see a lot of PSU and other companies pushing that it's been a lot of railway business that is coming now, a lot of VHL business that is coming now, where we have four vehicles, other than the other, we have a lot of fighting and support in that regard. You see, actually, the VHL of the lower end of the US, way more business than over there.
What is it doing?
How is he? That's not bad. I think so far, things are looking okay. Just when you look at the math, it's very simple. You look at the metrics, you look at IIT, you look at the system, and then you look at what your competitors are doing, and you sort of piece it together. It's an industry. I think what I've noticed over the last 40 years is that. That you can never say it's going great, going average, going bad, because other than that, the change is high. So, this is a whole difficult calendar year, and we do now, we are already in your demand cycles, they've been tremendous ups and downs. If you look at the last 15 months, it's almost gone as much. And if someone, like I think the steel guys, for example, the divide and all that, they also are very, very big, exciting one, be better than it is, so it's pretty cool. Okay. I think.
This is the user industry, which is the most capable industry in the
market. Right now, it's the world process, and there's a large opportunity to have in the end of the world. Something like that, you are a lot of jobs, and something like that, and they're very well placed there as well. Railways is doing well, but for us, railways is still slightly small base, but doing very well. Gas should pick up. It's an indication that when gas should pick up, some of the time really work and backpack work, you know, but wheels or railway mining is okay. Steel cement power for centers or decent. Major capacity looking at it, something that is going back.
We have to be able to do that.
Yeah, that's what it is. 20% market growth in the coming year.
I don't have a magic word to give you an answer that I assume something different. As long as demand remains fairly robust,
Exports
we should be able to grow about 3-4%.
Exports are growing at high of all this European.
Our base is very loaded and very low. So yes, that is special for us to grow exports. So
strategy basically to build up market share. That is the main focus.
Where?
In both export and
I think the cash flows. Otherwise, another thing, but the cash flow is more than one part of the strategy.
In terms of our top, there are top 10 players in the domestic industry, right? We and Nissan would be the major ones, then there are smaller players. So, is there a possibility that unorganized to organized property shift would happen? But in addition to that, is there a possibility that there are some players out of those who are not focused and we can take up their market share or grow faster than the industry? You spoke about some realistic monetization. Is it like possible to come
forward? Depends, yes, it could be possible. It depends on my entire regroup of my entire manufacturer.
So, are you hiring some external advisor like to guide you or is pretty much?
You probably have an idea of what you want to do. Some case basis, the smaller things if you buy some handicap,
other wear products business in Quantec. What is that?
Other wear products, so Quantec manufactures the electrodes that I told you about that does the bearing on top. Other products are other non electrodes that are used for enhancing the life of the phone. So they could be wear plates, they could be ceramics, they could be bubble spray. Any metallization technology, or not necessarily metallization, could be a ceramic technology that enhances the life of the piece.
Any view on that business? Is that growing faster or?
It's slightly more, slightly that specific line, slightly more volatile than the other line.
Okay.
So we push it, we balance it up, we make sure that our margins remain okay in Africa. But the in-house manufactured wear products are much stronger than the business model.
How the lighting is to be in the
cost and all. Have you already made any sort of
when you have margin, you have steel prices going up, stocking comes up, demand picks up, it's always easy to put in inflationary trend, it's coming going up and it goes down because it varies from how it's going down. It feels a bit careful. So I don't think you're going to see a tremendous margin improvement happening there. That last 4 months, very stable. Is it going to be there at that rate? Not increasing. So, like what you saw from till August, September, and Friday, it was being 30%. Project impacts now seems infeasible. Seems
infeasible.
Last price selling is a place, not only volume. We were selling online. Moving ahead, should this trend similar or for expectations? I think only asking based on what is my indicative data. My indicative data is still. So whatever the CV guys are telling you is what I'm going to follow you with that same answer. The CV guys are saying, look, you can see this moving and then we expect the consumption in India, which is India's poor camera and consumption is so low compared to the rest of the world. It's only going to have to happen. So if you actually see that going through, yes, you will definitely see that.
So definitely you see it, there's a story of organized and unorganized world.
Yeah.
So we should be growing slightly better than.
Yes.
So this
market also, even by the last quarter, you look at the data, you look at the product mix. I'm trying very much to keep the product mix also as something that has not been working, but also the realization. So the site makes the world, yeah. So you look at the product mix over the last 4 quarters of the higher value products plus, that is actually growing faster. Doing a little bit of that.
It has a commodity component.
The same commodity.
Which will again.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's a general pass to the commodity price.
It should be a generally pass to they were up to June, July, we had a very tough time because at that point in time, people saw hard to pick up, you know, what was going on, where else to get one month swap with you. We have seen the market just collapse over there, which is fine, it's not the end of the world, we passed it, but if you're doing it, it's not the way you're doing it. You can get into full margins, but I said, I want to go to another one and get out of this. Now, so far, it's been safe.
So, in the quarter, you said you are expecting some margin improvement, probably the next 2 to 3 years, but what are the key levers behind that?
There is the basics. The pricing is a very, very important part. I think it's going to be 4-5% of the getting the more salary. It should be more than whatever we go to the bottom. The product mix. The third thing is you have to improve the legacy part. Simple, it's not very complicated, it's not getting it done.
So, product means as in the non commodity products in the share to go
up. The modernized range of electrodes means that the company will also give us a benefit. As well as on the modernized.
Sir, this merger. Going through the merger. So post merger, how will be that services and product and equipment?
So, I have to internally discuss it a lot of it and what kind of structure in mind, but I have not gone into the PDA because I'm not reviewing it internally yet and I'm also waiting for the motion to be approved. But we will see a rationalization in terms of who is vending, the Google's in it. What is equipment related? There is a lot of synergy between each company, and then what is
specialized in maintenance and repair business. So we need to do the structure of that.
In the percentage terms, how will maybe next three post merger, how it would look like? Because Adur Fontek is doing a lot of services. Huh?
Yeah. So this is Adur Fontek, some of the regional firm now is taking about 40 crores for the because you are a facility plus we are a double check. You are last year. You know, you are 45 or 40, I don't know. Segmenting will not be okay. So I think that will keep growing also. But it has to be an outlook of how we get to a 75 and 100 problem. That should have a problem.
You know, that 3D printing business, what is the plan for that?
I have to figure out a way to solve the problem to make sure there's value in relation to the shareholders, and I'm working on that. It's a play that's very interesting. They grow a lot, it's a very interesting industry. Rappi remains a very interesting industry, and Rappi is not money coming in. It's about our business after that, if you figure out correctly. I think you will see that they are very, very focused on the lab. Can you just figure out something over there that has this? For We have an equipment line of products where we purchase and we represent global companies and stuff like that, Hyperloop, cutting all that, should be another 75.
I think our data days improved significantly in FY22 from earlier levels 90 to 55, 60 days.
Yeah.
What was the main reason and is the current
speed? This is about how we manage our institution channels on payroll and that. I think we're going to keep improving on that. We need to talk about rising financing, all the growth opportunity. We will have to go up. You're going to see a bit of an uptick because the highest business, but in general, it's not a wedding business now, they don't have any strategy.
Can you talk about the fairs and the
opportunity? So, like I said, this is a very old division that got merged at some point in the 80s, 90s, I don't know. Can you make this play, the CD group, and see you? Planes are coming out of the top, the fire that's coming up from some of the oil and gas places, and the transport. Basically, gases being flared over there, and then the atmosphere, so it's environmentally better. That's what we do. Basically, more of the gas, less poisonous gas going there. We are one of the three guys. that. And the player market is not a business and stuff like that. We historically didn't have like a good product. Then previously we used analytical products or decision to become larger than that business, but we non-player or just be project oriented work and things that are working us a we were doing macro engineering, we were just doing larger projects, working capital, low margin, that sort of stuff. And we had this idea that we did with the agency. We roll up. Now we're very focused on the player process. So we did a business for a good then we built and we go there. And I think we're very concerned about the engineering value we had, margins, cash flows, everything like that. And we're building up to clock close to 50% So, every order book is not an investing exit, should be because the order book is not an investing exit, it should be able to go to three now already and then build out from there. And, the reason is that everyone became a project that they're working on, and it's good. I'm very happy with this.
No other people?
So, what is the execution period once you get the
order? There are a lot of things that we have seen. I think we are the most there about that. Most orders can be used for replacement of 2 crores, 2 and a half crores, up to 10 crores, 12 crores, 15 crores. It's a long order that we cost up to 15, 20 crores. That's when it's any private property. Usually, the total order of my internet is really very cheap. So, if the execution was over, 24 to 28 months.
Customer.
I think the question is that probably the product is from farming and all. So it also the system working or within the building configuration, so we are adding wires and satellite to the data. So this is a different part. The margin is consumable systems are very volatile. So that's what you have to see in the
And then you have to make you overhang the data on how like that ratio works. The average hour of booking one is pretty much right. Anything you all want to suggest, anything or any improvement or anything you all are looking at, or anything you are more than open to any ideas that you all may have, or what will happen to them? Is there anything that she all may have?
Speaking of the facility, I use a new software, I different AI tools for automation.
The automation is automation software needs to be done in fact, I mean, our period, so it's only over 1 month, but you think over the cycle of 1 year to get 1 to 2 years, 2 years at least to get all that stuff. So yes, there is always a different purpose. So only 1 month, or 1 month, right?
What do you have to say?
So, right, and we have a little bit of it. I just need a merger to be approved because that has a big implication for that project.
Okay.
So, if I had a lot of that, which I can't share,
when are you expecting? Next year.
Hopefully, next 6 months.
6 months.
Anyway, with the Make in India and as well as defense. So for you, railway, a lot of spending is happening. So if you can, how it is going to benefit?
The consumption levels, especially for railway and all of that, we are seeing it improve. So it just gives you a lot of scale benefits in Africa. So we're seeing a good product mix come out, and a lot of stainless steel, which is always good to see. Stainless steel bag in manufacturing, a lot of that, it's super product mix also. Even though it's a tiny product, I think it's a good product mix. Healthier in terms of margins, in terms of top line. So I think most of that seems to be
and the reviving of CapEx cycle also reviving.
Applications are the CapEx cycle are there, we're seeing the but like I keep saying to everyone, it's not at least I don't see the front line like that. It's never talked about the front as the line keeps progressing. So I still have to drop the exact plan because I don't want to give you a number right now, but I will give you a number when I'm ready, maybe at the end of this financial year.
Okay.
But I will do it, so I keep telling you. I'll keep doing it in a way where I'm not for a tremendous following or something like that. There is enough for this company to be able to adjust those things quite easily. It's just a question of timing. There's enough to do it. So like in some years of asset capex and we won't monetize something as much as possible. We balance that. Anyway, I do try to do a matter of writing. It's a little bit of having a question with this consolidation, but it's very big to be able to do that thing. Yes. Any other inputs, suggestions, improvements, we are always happy to hear if you guys have anything about this to understand. If you guys can tell us why GSAP gets such a premium over us, I'd love to understand that. I'm always interested in understanding why the gap remains so high between us.
significant amount of offices because it's a foreign owned company. Take that, that's nearly 50% of the plantation premium typically. You take any foreign company.
Right? Yeah. That's nearly 50%. We have also put in very
it is a different. I don't think the numbers. The numbers are very different. For example, 500 from market cap.
Right now, CG,